This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. It's the time of year when friends that live a couple thousand feet lower than Ms. Muskete and me inundate the internet with photos of cool plants blooming in their yards or in the Sonoran Desert near their homes or their yards, right? Around our place in a scruffy mesquite and wait-a-minute bush grassland, the landscape is various shades of brown, and that's various shades of dry brown. We've gotten some rain and snow, but it's dry. For local wildlife, there is very little to eat. Mesquite bark is chewed from branches by jackrabbits and pack rats. The very short soap tree yuccas are chewed down to strange-looking leafless nubbins. A group of 9 or 10 mule deer does seem to make the rounds in our area, browsing on local landscaping within a 2 or 3 mile radius. Your magnificent white oak looked so good yesterday, but today it's leafless from the ground up to 5 feet. I've probably told you this before, but mule deer are the arborists from hell. They could get jobs with some municipality, you know. If you could say, hey, do you want those trees lollipopped? We can do that. Anyway, a dry landscape as we start spring. An amazing contrast to some past colorful springs. And of course, it's still pretty darn cold in the uplands, and overnight lows dip into the 20s. And I probably complain about some of this every spring, don't I? But I can take the cold. That's the same every spring. But the drought, that, my friends, is worrisome. Anyway, we've had some nice trips into the hills, sunny days on grassy slopes, marvelous days poking through a woodland. One day we found a meadow full of young Chihuahuan pines from knee height up to 15 feet. You know, that's a pine that can grow up to 60 feet. That's a lot of trunk. And the cones on Chihuahuan pines don't drop. They're persistent. And actually, the cones take 3 years to mature. And even when they're mature, they don't fall from the tree. It's an easy pine to identify just by those old persistent cones. And it used to have this marvelous botanical name, Pinus chihuahuana. And it's new. It's still got a cool name. It's Pinus leophylla variety chihuahuana. And I wonder why I've never grown it. I was sorting seed recently and found a bunch of pine seed, but no Chihuahuan pine seed. And then I'm wondering why am I even thinking of growing this pine? Oh my gosh, okay. But there I am in the barn cleaning and sorting, gathering seed, and I'm finding lots of cool things. I found a bunch of milkweed pods, oh my goodness, all opened up in their collection bags and envelopes, which had no labels. And why is it when I open an envelope of milkweed seed, a little breeze blows into the open door and these fluffy parachutes with seed attached float around the barn? I found some other neat seed to plant. This plant, this is very cool. Macrosiphonia brachisiphon. That's the old name. Pretty cool old name. New name, Mandevilla brachisiphon. Rock trumpet. Oh, what a wonderful plant in the dogbane family, Apocynaceae. Oh my gosh. That's where the milkweeds are now found, by the way. And I'm sure this seed was gifted to me from a friend in Bisbee because it's from the Mule Mountains. And I remember some of this Mandevilla on some grassy slopes near Patagonia where it was just thick, right? But here's the cool thing. The flowers on this sub-shrub bloom at night. Beautiful white funiform flowers open at night and they are fragrant with capital letters, fragrant. If you are out and about in the dark, you will smell it. Oh my gosh. I noticed, and then from personal experience, on overcast monsoon mornings, it will still be in bloom. It's got these cool seed pods, not dissimilar to milkweed pods. They split up a side. That's called a follicle. The name, the new name, Mandevilla, honors a British diplomat and gardener who was in Buenos Aires in the early 1800s. The specific epithet, brachisiphon, means short tube. Let's see. What else am I going to tell you? Oh, well, I'm going to grow some. That's what I was going to tell you. And I'll probably hoard the plant. So you need to check out your favorite native plant nursery for rock trumpet. Or search the hills of the borderlands from 3,500 feet to 5,500 feet in elevation, slopes, mesas. Start looking during summer monsoon. Get out there early in the morning or spend the night. Yeah, you may just smell it. I'll see you out there because the borderlands, The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.